Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. And we're having a great visit with Salami Gharani. Salema Gharani is her name. She's the founder of a new organization, a new resource for women. Women Reignite, that's plural, womenreignite.com. Salema, will you tell us what we'll find when we get there?
Yes.
Tell us about it. What will we find when we land on your website?
So you will find a community, an online community, because women are very strong together. We are not necessarily so strong when we stand alone. So after I've been running this for 3 years in Scandinavia, we are now taking this to U.S. because American women are no different than Scandinavian women. We need support and we need inspiration and we need action. So this is an online community, online curriculum in how to, you know, make yourself relevant in the future and how to live your life you always dreamt of doing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's inspiration from the best and most inspirational women and men from all over the world who have taken responsibility over their own life and have been fighting a great amount of adversity and still made it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember when I was fired many, many years back in 2007, what I was looking for was inspiration, but no one talked to me about them being fired. So I thought I was the first one being fired from a really executive job. And no, Jim, it left me horrified, you know.
Uh-huh.
I thought my life was over. But you know, I know that, you know, most people get fired. But no one talks about those things. So I want to take out all the taboos. I want to take all the ugliness that we experience in our life when we are working and living,
right,
and put that online so that people have access to it from home.
So one of the things that I've observed over the years is that when a man says anything untoward toward a woman and other women are around, they will smoke that guy. The other women will jump all over that guy. They will not let him get away with that. Whatever he may have done, they will defend that young lady or themselves to the nth degree. But when there's no men around and there's only women, they treat each other differently.
Yeah.
Now, my question, Miss Sandberg wrote a book about this. As you look out across the landscape today, do you see women helping women more than it seems to have been the case in the past?
Yes, 100%. Simply because we can now, the world has never been smaller. We are super connected, and we can connect from home, meaning you can actually connect with groups that are more appealing to you. You know, just 15 years ago, we had to hang around with the woman we either worked with or had as neighbors or had as sisters or, you know. Now you can connect in really smart communities where you have the same level of interest and you're working or fighting for the same case or cause. So I think that women are unifying themselves in massively big groups where they have the same cause in common. So, and you know, but of course, women will, I mean, I've now been running this for 3 years, and we have not had any case of women feeling not safe. It's a very
and by the way, when you say this, she's talking about womenreignite.com. This has been in the European world for a couple of years now, hasn't it?
3 years, yeah. It's the biggest online community for men and women in Scandinavia on life design.
So it's already been proven, folks. She's just now bringing it to the United States. One of the things that I'd like to say to women, Salema, before we go, is men worship the throne of results more than words.
Yeah.
Women, the women that I've known over the years are more likely to hear the words. And if the words are being spoken by somebody who isn't telling you the truth, that doesn't mean those words aren't helping you. Focus more on what people are doing and less on what they're saying. What do you think about that?
Oh, yes. No, it's true. It's true. I tell my little girl, it's easy to say I love you.
Right.
But people have to prove it.
That's exactly right. Well said. Hey, Sulema, thank you for being here. Congratulations on this. Now, you've got a new book coming out, and you're going to launch it on this show when it gets translated into English, aren't you?
Yes, you will be the first one that will get it in your hands.
Thank you. Sulema Gurani, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. We always get smarter when Sulema joins us. She'll be back. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Remind you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.